At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wait a minute, what am I doing? Two men in a one. Two friends from film school, one who graduated, one who did, and they decided to make a podcast. Okay, this has never been done before, right? Okay. This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.
Is this the second time Drops of Jupiter has come up on this podcast?
Yeah, we brought it up in the fucking...
Orange County.
It's a good song.
Because you were shocked that they didn't play it.
And it's a really good song.
This movie.
It's really good, dude. It's top tier. It's on my aux playlist.
It's a great song.
We used to make music in this country. We used to be a country.
We
we used to be a fucking country, dude. Welcome to the Two Men and a Movie podcast, where each week one man shows another man a movie he can't believe he hasn't seen. As always, I'm your Drops of Jupiter shine down, just big fan of 90s like dad rock, Matthew Olenchek, joined as always by my gassy work husband, Harrison Poole.
I don't know if I'm cutting it out, but I just need people to know that I had the tiniest burp in the world and he's not letting it go.
Because you're like, hey, hang on, I thought you were about to say something and you went, no. I'm like, oh, he's about to belch the microphone, then you go,
yeah, because I didn't want it to come out in the middle of a sentence, but no, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good.
How are you now that Christmas is over?
It's not over till my birthday. That's when the tree comes down.
Oh, it's not a... Okay, so
yeah, now it's
not,
madness.
It's madness.
Madness.
Okay.
It's the 17 days of madness.
So how are you enjoying madness?
Oh, it's all about me. I love it. Some friends messaged me, Merry Madness.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I'll start doing that from now on.
I'm excited. Not excited about the big 3-0, but I'm excited about the celebration of me.
What about the big 3-0 are you not excited for?
Aging.
Oh, it's just the idea of
aging.
Yeah,
I'm not like afraid of the number 30, right?
No, but it's like that's a significant... I mean,
yeah, it's a big thing. It's when you're... I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, and he was talking about how it's not necessarily that you're old. It's that you're not young anymore. You know, like you can no longer call yourself young when you're 30. You're not old, but you're like a full grown organism at that point. Like you, like when you look at someone at 30, if they're not doing well, like, and it's not like because of their own choices, it's unlikely they're going to be like, you know what, in my 40s, I'm coming back.
I don't know. I think people have the capacity. I don't know if people have the capacity for full change, but people have the capacity for certain, like,
well,
certain,
you know, like I'm talking
change.
Like, if it's some guy who's like working dead end jobs repeatedly, dating like 21 year olds.
The dating 21 year olds is its own thing. But the working dead end jobs, if they're working towards something and they're working dead end jobs.
That's why I said, like, not their fault. Like, it's just like, when someone's like giving up at 30, it's like, ugh.
Sure, but I don't know why you would give up at 30. Like,
I don't know. I've seen people give up even younger.
I know, and that's weird. Right. You're young as hell, dude. Even if we want to not call 30 young, which I'm a little hesitant, but let's call 30.
I'm not saying 30 just exists. It's not young nor old.
I am. Okay. You're still in the first half. You're hypothetically in the first third. Mm. You're at the end of the first third.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say like I would say that's disingenuous to say the first half of your life is young. The last half is old. There's like a middle ground where you just are.
Sure. There's middle aged. Yeah. I understand. I don't know. Yeah. I'm also not trying to like.
I think the issue with middle age is people always think like older. Like it's a bit older.
It's like mid 30s to mid 50s. Like.
Yeah. I think like. If we just accept like middle age, it's like 30s to 50s. Because there's a lot of people who are 30 and like, oh, they're middle aged.
Yes. And then you think 60s is old. I don't know if it's old, but it's not middle aged. It's in a weird like whatever. And I think once you hit around 80 is when it's
basing this, I mean, having just seen the family.
Yeah.
Who are all early to mid 60s. Yeah. My mom's generation. I looked at them. I'm like, man, you're all fucking stooping these days. And they're like, what? I'm like, you're like shuffling around stooping now. What happened to you guys? Like, it's when it starts to happen. When you, like, it's not like in the middle of it, but that's definitely when you start becoming like an old person.
Sure. Sure, it's like when the onset of
you start things. Stooping, yeah. Your hair starts graying.
Around 40s, 50s is when that like men tend. Yeah.
And
that
then the 60s when you start stooping and shuffling.
I get that. Maybe, yeah.
Not knowing how things work.
There's a scientific thing that like it is around a certain age where it's like if you were born after it, or if you were an adult after a certain age and a new technology comes out, you're not going to learn it.
Yeah.
And if you're like a child during this technology, it's going to be like easily adaptable.
It's that, and that's what I'm saying. Just watching these people try to use phones is embarrassing.
Sure.
Just watch my mom. She go doot doot.
Just finger peck.
Doot the text. I'm like, give me your fucking phone. I'll do the text for you. Just tell me what you want to say. Jesus Christ. Like, hang on, I just gotta finish this. Gotta finish this text first. Doot, doot, doot. I'm like, oh my fucking God. And she's like, I can type a lot faster on her keyboard. I'm like, cool, it's not relevant here. I don't care if you're sending emails at work. I don't have to sit here and wait for you to finish. It's excruciating.
It's okay.
And they like to use voice a lot too, I've noticed.
So do the youngins now.
Well, they don't know how to use computers. Like that's the things like also now it's getting to the point where like the younger generation doesn't, because they're so used to like the just ease of access for children and old people of like smartphones and shit, that they don't actually know how to use like a proper computer as well.
Sure.
As like our generation does and sure. The generation before.
Yeah, that
us.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Like if a Zoomer has a problem with their like PC or laptop, they don't know what to fucking do.
Depending on the age of the Zoomer, I think it really starts with Gen Alpha, but like
isn't Gen Alpha like 7?
No, Gen Alpha I'm the cutoff of Gen Z. I'm the oldest Gen Z.
That's disgusting.
I'm youngest millennial, oldest Gen Z, depending on like how.
I don't like having two generations below me. That sucks.
Yeah. There's like the 5 year 95 to 2000 ish. That's my gap. That like in between the two generations where we were technically both and neither. 2000 to about 2015 is Gen Z, give or like hypothetically it's 95 to 15, but it's like I'm gonna say hard 2000 because millennia.
So they're like 19 or they're like 9 now, the Gen Alphas then.
Yes. Yeah, they're like, yeah, they're like, yeah, they're like 10-ish. Yeah.
I don't expect them not to use a computer. Fucking babies.
Younger Gen Z, older Gen Z, like, probably knows still how to do shit.
Yeah, like, but like proper Gen Z. If you tell them to try to connect a printer.
It's really interesting that Gen Z has just, like, been has replaced millennial as just the, like, in all of the headlines where millennials were ruining shit. Like, it's now just Gen Z.
It's because millennials are writing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, I get it, you know, I get it. I understand now. Avocado toast, whatever. Skitty bop toilet.
Skibbity?
And I don't know how to connect the skitty bop toilet, and I don't know how to, like, connect a printer. Awful.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I don't know. I have nothing to add to that, yeah. I guess.
We should probably, like, talk about this episode.
I guess, yeah. Oh, before we go, I do want credit. I said that I was going to make an Instagram post, and I made an Instagram post.
Yeah, folks, he, in fact, did make a Christmas post, like, on Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a nice little family portrait.
Yeah.
Kind of scary.
My brother, nice. Geneva, and I'm holding our dog, Lilia.
You're holding your very large dog, and it is the least threatening thing in that picture.
She's, okay, Lilia is not small. Lilia is not, like, Great Dane size. She's
big.
She's not small, yeah. She's, like, right below my knee, or right around my knee.
But Geneva's power stance.
It's not even a power. Listen, I'm...
Arms straight, fists ready.
She's not, I've been looking at this picture for several minutes since you mentioned it. And like, I don't,
it's the stance you make when you're like, you want to go, bro.
It is not a fighting stance.
It's a fighting stance. It's a short person fighting stance.
This is not a fighting stance.
For a tiny Todd, it's a fighting stance.
Okay. But no, it's two photos. It's a family picture.
She has spread her feet apart. So she's harder to knock down. She's preparing for war.
Her feet are like half a shoulder length apart.
Love is blinded into the raw fury of this woman.
No, love is not blinded me to the raw fury of this woman. I just think you're exaggerating.
Like 2,000 years ago, if like the Romans were marching and they saw that on a hill, they'd retreat.
Well, they're wrong.
They'd be that Celtic horn, you know, the haunting one, which is weird because she's like Dutch Korean, but there's a Celtic horn playing, and they're like, oh, fuck, we gotta run.
So how do you think things have gone this year so far?
I think they've gone well. How many episodes in? 27? Actual full-length episodes?
20.
20, yeah. 20. So I think we're doing pretty decently. We had a lot of success. I don't think we're going to replicate with Hall at the Holly.
Dude, that's...
Right in. Let us know what you loved so much about that. It's like double our normal listens.
Genuinely, please. It is doing weird numbers.
I would get it if Hot Frosty was also at that point. I'm like, oh, it's the Hallmark movies.
Sure.
But it's just Hall at the Holly.
I mean, Hot Frosty's doing a little better than usual.
Do you think it's because it's her shoulders?
You think it's Lacey's or bare shoulders?
I think it's her shoulders.
Okay. I mean, that does make sense.
I don't know what else it would be.
No, I'm pretty happy with how things are going. I think we've really hit some kind of I've hit some kind of stride editing around the town. I think recording wise, I mean, we obviously have a long way to go. We're not really great at this yet. We're figuring this out. But we starting off being so reliant on notes and then now kind of being able to freeball a little bit better.
You managed to not need a script, which I'm proud of.
Thanks. No, yeah.
You stepped away from the stand-up comedian mindset, which is, I need my notes.
Also on stage during mics now, I'm way better at flowing through shit.
Of this podcast? Or
I think this has kind of helped. Yeah. Or I don't know if one is helping if it just happens to be the same time,
yeah,
one
same
is helping
time.
The other. Or yeah.
Because you got to treat it like a radio show.
I mean,
podcasts kill the radio star, you know?
Yeah.
After Conan O'Brien made his new podcast, he shot Howard Stern.
Conan O'Brien was the first podcast,
right?
He was
the first podcast.
Yeah. We're the first podcast of two white men talking about movies.
Yeah, of an all straight, because Sonia's on that episode. There's a woman.
Yeah. Are we the first podcast with two straight white men, two straight presenting white men, period?
I think so, yeah.
Nice. Hell yeah,
I can't think
of
any other podcasts that don't have a person of color or alternate sexuality.
That's, oh my gosh, we're trailblazers.
We're trailblazers. We are truly, I think in that we've done a lot. I think we've really done a lot to inspire straight white men in this country. I think we've seen a great success in polling and political events on that front. I think for once in our country, straight white men are no longer a minority.
Jesus Christ.
And that, they're starting to be less put down.
Right. I mean, but that is what we're trying to build, is like a safe space.
White men.
A safe space for straight white men.
Where we can talk about women's shoulders and belching. It's called professional. We're becoming professionals.
We're becoming professionals. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. I think maybe a new logo sometime next year. A really nice one made. An artist drawn one.
Yeah, not something
with
that
our faces,
I whipped up in a couple days.
Faces or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. We should try that.
I personally would love to have a social media person.
Yeah?
Because I just don't want to touch blue sky ever, but we probably should.
Why?
I just don't like it.
No, why should we touch it?
I don't know. It's all the media people do. I listened to some Twitch streamers bemoan the fact that they really have to use it.
Oh, that sucks. God dang it.
But they were also I hope I get banned on it so I don't have to use it. So it might not be critical, but it's okay. Good practice.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Next year, we will, I forget the exact date, but I'll look it up. We will hit our 1 year and we will re-record the lost episode.
Finally.
Yes, we will do Jennifer's Body.
I'm excited to see that again.
Me too, dude. I honestly will probably watch it in between, between
it's
now and our
1 year.
It's a
fantastic movie. She can act.
Yes. Yes, she can. I'll save more thoughts for that.
Next year, we'll have a special, nearly right after we see a certain movie in theaters?
Oh, we've already said which one. Toward the end of the year, yeah.
Yeah, do we?
And we're closed. Yeah, we're not closing the year off probably, but toward the end of the year, we're doing the Five Nights at Freddy's 2. And if we can get another movie from theaters and do like a in theaters episode, yeah, that would be dope. But that might be our first one.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. Dune. We're going to have Dune sometime.
Yeah. We are starting the year off with Alita Battle Angel. And then basically January is going to be all blockbusters.
I'm excited to see that because I truly don't know how I'll feel about it.
Me neither. And that's why I picked it, one, because I don't know how you'll feel about it. And two, because if you're ending the month with Furiosa, I want to start the month with a flop also.
Yeah.
Not the Furiosa barely made its money back, but it grossly underperformed based on projections. Yeah. February, we're starting with breakup movies, and you and I talked about ending the month with Black Klansman. Is that still your thought process? Like,
was that the, did I say that?
You did mention that, yes.
I think I just wanted to watch it at some point.
You said you wanted to watch Black Klansman in February, and I was like, oh, well,
it's, yeah, was your assumption.
No, and I said, oh, it's Black History Month, and you were like, oh, that works out. Like, you
I
that
don't
wasn't
have any
the reason.
Breakup movies to bring.
Oh, really? That's a bummer.
I don't think I've watched a single breakup movie.
No?
No, because I think a lot of things that are like breakup movies, I just assume are like rom-coms or romance movies.
Sure.
Like it's a genre I do not participate in.
That's fair. But no, yeah, I know I want to bring Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And it comes up a lot in my life. And I'm really excited to
bring Predators.
Like, the Shane Black Predator movie.
Yeah, what movie did everyone else go see when you guys? Because the film group saw two movies that night. Mike and Matt went and saw Predators.
Yeah,
and you guys saw like.
I don't think I was there that night.
I think you were.
Was I?
Yeah, because it was like a good movie. It was like a critically acclaimed movie.
I believe you. I just, yeah.
Fuck. I gotta check this out. When did it come out?
Yeah, when did Predators come out?
Came out. It was, is that is fucking, it's not 2010.
No, it's like 2018.
Yeah, 2010 is the Adrian Brody one. 2018, yeah.
Yeah, the Shane Black. It came out. It was his
2010 was when my nephew was born.
Oh, mine was 2009.
It's upsetting to think about.
Yeah, that your nephew's gonna be 15.
That it's like a person.
Yeah, my nephew and my niece and nephew are gonna be 16 next year.
That's upsetting.
But yeah, that was his follow up to The Nice Guys, which I think is a masterpiece. Have you seen The Nice Guys?
No.
I've only seen it once since it came out. So, and COVID happened, and I have changed as a person.
Yeah,
so
it could be like, awful for all you know.
I don't know if it's awful, but it could have aged slightly worse than, like. I remember it. Mm-hmm. I'm remembering it. I think for October next year, instead of Guesttober, we're just doing, we have our, I wrote down the horror movies we were doing.
And we're going to watch Trick or Treat again.
We're going to end the month with Trick or Treat again. But I mean, we'll try and we'll probably have guest episodes throughout the year, but we're going to really try and focus on all guests.
Because we have like two planned at least.
Honestly, if we can get it to work out and I can get another mic, we can get for Five Nights at Freddy's, my brother and Geneva.
Yeah,
just the four of us, because we'll be in the
we'll be in the theater. We'll record it.
Yeah,
we'll just sit down in the middle of the lobby.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't yell at us. We're recording a podcast.
Sorry, you
we're professional podcasters.
You can't clean the theater yet. We're recording.
We're recording our thoughts on the movie, sir.
We're recording our podcast.
We're going to assassinate Kevin Feige. Feige?
Feige, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to assassinate him next year. That's going to be special.
That's the next CEO that goes down?
Yeah. I read something today where they're apparently doing reshoots to the new Captain America movie.
Uh-huh.
Following the success of the Deadpool movie to put more cameos in it.
So I have an idea. If you're doing the Shane Black Predators, I can also bring the Nice Guys. I have my secret, like my dark secret of Marvel is I've not seen Iron Man 3. And then I can bring Kiss Kiss Bang Bang in December.
A lot of people didn't see Iron Man. It's one of the most.
And then
I think the only movie that did worse than Iron Man 3 was Thor the Dark World 2.
I saw Thor the Dark World. Yeah, I saw the theaters. Yeah. And then we all four Shane Black movies we can bring throughout the entire year. We'll go through his entire directorial filmography.
Did he do Iron Man 3?
Yes. Yes. His debut was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which we can do for Christmas. And then The Nice Guys we can do anytime. The Predators we can do anytime, and then Iron Man 3 we can do anytime. But I think that's the thing I think we should do is go through a director's film, like,
yeah, all their movies.
And yeah, I don't necessarily think we should like do them in order. We should do them as like they come up in life. But I like that idea of like going through, and especially because Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, if we're doing it for Christmas, it's his first movie.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Yes. Or it takes place at Christmas. It's, yeah, it's one of those like, it's more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard, but it's a Christmas movie in the way Die Hard is a Christmas movie, in that there's an argument, mostly annoying people make it, but like there's an argument. Honestly, if you want to bring Predators first and then we can watch his, and then I'll bring The Nice Guys and then we can watch his filmography in reverse order.
Watch him get worse, presumably.
No.
He's improving every time. As he should be. Though judging by the fact that Predators was his last movie, and the one before that was Iron Man 3, I think.
No, The Nice Guys was in between.
Oh.
Yeah. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Iron Man 3, The Nice Guys, and Predators. I like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang a lot. I think that it's a really good rough draft for The Nice Guys. And yeah, I have not seen Iron Man 3. You've not seen. So I'll bring that. Yeah, dude, let's fucking do that. That's dude.
He gets so excited about this gun to my head. I couldn't tell you who this guy is.
Shane Black?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, well.
The amount of directors I can pull, like I can name. Very small.
He has such a nice, snug directorial filmography that if we want to pick a month, we can do a Shane Black month.
Because I'm like, oh, A24, yeah, A24 is great. But like, I'd be kind of a French guy who does like Dune.
Villeneuve?
Yeah. He also, what else did he do?
He did Prisoners.
Did he do?
2049
is the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was talking with a coworker at an old workplace about how he truly is like, he doesn't do it all the time, but every time he makes like a sci-fi movie, it's like amazing.
Sure, sure.
2049 was incredible. And then he did Dune in Dune 1 Part 2 with Florence Pugh.
I also have not seen 2049.
So. What?
Yeah, it's Jesus been, you said you were going to put it on your list forever ago.
I have both Blade Runners somewhere.
Oh. You have both Blade Runners on your list?
No, but do you have...
I've seen the first one.
I own them both.
Oh.
They came as a parcel.
Oh, that's awesome. So, okay, with Dune being 7 hours, are we doing two-parters for each movie?
It's 7 hours together.
Yeah, it's like 3.5 hours a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we doing two-parters for the movies? Or are we...
Oh, I mean, we could. I don't think we have to.
No, I didn't know if we were trying to like break it up or what we were trying to do with it. Okay.
They're pretty concise movies, all things considered.
Okay. Those are the gist of the plans for next year.
I have some other ideas, but like we need an editor before we do them.
Okay, so, yeah, what are some ideas you want for the show in general?
Not for this show, for like other shows.
Okay, but like for the Two Men brand in general.
Okay,
like,
Florence Pugh, here always.
I mean, if you could make that happen.
Merch with our face on them.
Would love that.
Amazonian Guard.
I mean, these aren't new ideas.
I'd like a video component eventually.
Eventually.
I'm not sure that's going to be next year.
No. I know you and I talked about doing the live show.
Yeah.
Again, probably not next year, but like we'll figure that out. And it's more of a variety show than a live podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should like get to start writing that over the course of this year, next year.
And I have a lot of ideas for like other related shows, but that's a workload that we need someone else to take on editing wise.
Sure. Or multiple people, yes.
Or multiple people.
Ideally. I want more viewer suggested episodes next year.
Yeah, we'd love just more interaction in general, I'd say.
I think maybe next year or the year after I want to start introducing like Redux episodes, where if it's like, I don't think the episode we did the movie justice, I want to try
a year later.
Or like a couple years later, like, we are better at this now. Not necessarily next year, but like,
yeah, eventually.
Yeah,
sure,
and like the year after, in like 2026.
They give it some time.
Yeah.
We're immediately remastering everything.
Because listen, I'm happy with the Serious Man episode enough, but I think we could have dug a little deeper into that episode, if I'm being absolutely honest. That's a great movie, and I don't think we did that justice.
We struggle with better movies, I think.
That's a thing we definitely need
to
improve on.
We struggle in movies that are good, and we both think they're good.
We both think they're good, and the filmmakers have also made good movies.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's like we go in expecting a good to great movie, and we get like a great
movie.
Like
one of us has to dislike the movie generally for it to be a banger episode.
Maybe.
Except for like Jennifer's Body.
Which just rips.
Which just
dude.
Rips.
Oh my God. It's so good.
I mean, Our Christmas episodes are doing bangers, and there is a big gulf of difference in opinion in those episodes.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a correlation is causation thing, but like, that's kind of why I picked.
I think correlation is causation.
Okay. That's like part of the reason I wanted to do this podcast is because I like this dynamic. Like, I like our dynamic.
One of us likes Christmas.
I
one
like
of us
Christmas.
Doesn't.
I like Christmas. It's fine. I'm just not crazy about it, but like, I like Christmas. I had a very nice time with family. It was wonderful.
But I was walking around Cracker Park looking at the lights the other day, and a bunch of kids gathered around me and were like, Harrison hates Christmas! Harrison hates Christmas! And I said, yes, yes, and I gave them all little candy canes.
Okay.
I've been bribing children just to run around and shout that. Okay. I'm hoping eventually you run into one of my packs of sugared up bribed children.
And on that note...
I'm weaponizing the youth.
Any like, do you have any more final thoughts for like how things are going and how you want things to start go?
I mean, things are going well. I think it's a bit early for me to have any stronger opinion on it.
I agree.
And we have a lot of plans, but at least a lot of my plans are more further out plans.
Yes. Overall, I'm very happy. We definitely have some shit we need to tweak. We're also way too early into this to be making any like sweeping proclamations about anything. But like,
it could be argued we're way too early into this to be having this episode to begin with.
No, well, I mean, it's the end of our first, like, it's the end of the first
it
year.
It is, but we started so close to it. It's like 20 episodes.
It's like, well, that's like 6 months if we include the interludes.
Like,
we're like 6 months into this thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's enough to be like, there has been progress made, and what progress would be like to be
made.
Yeah,
but like, it's a bit early to have like, it's like, it's the state of the podcast.
I mean, yeah, I don't even view it as the state of a podcast. I
you
just mean
Beyonce
like, it's
here.
A, it's a check-in. It's, yeah, I think of it, I mean, you've been calling it the state of the podcast, but I think it's more of like a check-in. And we didn't have a movie this week.
Yeah,
so
we didn't
like,
have a movie this week.
And we didn't have a movie this week. And
I was thinking
so,
of
like,
watching Hall of the Holly light it up just on my own.
Me, I almost did too. Truly, if one of us had texted the other person, oh my God, we should have done that. I'm so sorry. Honestly,
save it for next year.
Yeah.
Watch Lacey tear up the floor again, cut another fucking Christmas rug.
Hell yeah, baby. Do you know what the plot of the sequel is?
Nope.
Okay, do you want?
I don't want to know. I want to go in blind so I can enjoy the movie as the wonderful Christmas time experience that it is.
Hell yeah, looking forward to it. Do you want to do socials?
I can do socials. Yeah, we're a two men movie podcast on everything. But YouTube. That includes email. You can email us at twomenmoviepodcast@gmail.com. Email us movie ideas, a confirmation that Geneva is adopting a very aggressive fighting stance. Like the stance that if you're like in an MMO and you're playing a warrior and you're like, I have to stop tanking and start doing damage, and you switch to like your damage spec, like that's the stance animation you get. That's like the I'm ready to kill a motherfucker stance. Like, just email me confirmation of that. You can find me at Midwest_magician. That's my Instagram.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at harrisonpool.com, POOLEDOTCOM.
You see all those cool skitty bop toilet TikToks he does.
That's a thing this year, this upcoming year, that I think I'm going to actually try and focus on is getting better at social media. Because if I'm going to do this whole stand-up thing and this podcast thing and take it seriously.
I'd like to do YouTube clips.
Okay. Honestly, if we can figure out, I mean, not video, but like, if I have extra time and we can figure out how to do like audio clips and with like the, you post the, how on YouTube, how do you do the moving waveform? Like as we're talking? Is that just a default thing?
I'm not sure if it's a default thing. I know our YouTube does it through our hoster.
Oh, cool.
I can, man, if we get like an Adobe thing, I could probably remember how to do it because I did that for motion graphics.
Same, yeah.
But there's definitely things that do it.
But yeah, I'm happy with how things are going and we got good things to come. Thank you so much to Tristan Hostetter for our theme music. Thank you guys for listening.
And what's this episode coming out?
Monday.
Okay, I was gonna scream Happy New Year, but it's not Happy New Year.
I mean, it's the 30th. It's 1 year. It's 2 days away.
Okay, have a Happy New Year. You know, go out there, get drunk, kiss someone at a party. I mean, I watch 9/11 every New Year. You can join me in that tradition. You can just like look up all live news footage of 9/11 on YouTube. You can find like a 3-hour clip. Just watch that. That'd be your tradition too.
All right.
If you want. And, you know, make your fucking, what's it called? What's the thing people do to try to better themselves?
New Year's resolution?
Yeah, yeah. Make a New Year's resolution. Tell all your get 5 of your friends listening to us. Let's pyramid scheme this motherfucker.
Honestly, that sounds great. Thank you so much for listening.
Kisses.
This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.